Welcome to Riscario Radio, episode 140. The wealthy reveal how their advisors fail them. I'm Pramod Sharma, actuary to the wealthy. Wealthy clients keep getting interviewed about what they want from their advisors and aren't getting. The advisors keep getting reminded, but do they change? Survey says, the ideal advisor discloses fees. 94% of the survey respondents said that. Understands your life and financial goals. 94% again. Engages in open and honest dialogue. 84%. And has professional designations. 77%. You probably agree. These findings are from a new informal survey of 40 wealthy investors. These results may also apply to other types of advisors. The most interesting results are quotes from the participants. We'll look at the main issues raised. Transactional. If your advisor is focused on making money today, you won't get much attention unless you're buying now. Your past purchases won't entitle you to ongoing service or attention. That's short-sighted, but does happen. Here are quotes from the survey with some commentary from me. He doesn't take the time to explain things thoroughly. That's expedient. The advisor may not know how to explain things thoroughly. He provides responses that I think are general to his client list. That's cheaper than personalized attention. The responses might be prepared by the advisor's firm, which makes them even more generic. There's not enough contact. It's cheaper to ignore those who aren't buying now. There's a lack of communication. No communication is cheap communication. The advisor may lack communication skills, especially when writing. I'm just a number to my advisor. And I'm guessing that's not number one. She acts like she has no time for me. Why are you paying her? She doesn't get back to me when I have a question. Why are you paying her? If you get more service at Starbucks when you're getting your handcrafted beverage, you've got a problem with your advisor. You are paying directly or through hidden fees. You deserve to get what you're paying to get. Salesy. Advisors can be salesy because they are typically paid based on what they sell. I get too many emails. This comment may mean too many messages of the wrong type. If your advisor uses social media, you decide what you want to receive and when. There's a conflict of interest between how they are paid versus my best interest. Why do you tolerate this? Be alert for hints of conflict of interest. More revenue for your advisor means less benefits for you. Since advisors are not fiduciaries, they are not required to put your interests first. Service. A couple of more quotes. I'm not able to reach him in difficult times. Why do you tolerate this? He may retire before I am finished with his services. You're paying, but your advisor decides how long to keep you? That's backwards. If your advisor shows no concern for your future well-being, are they treating you well today? Like everyone else, advisors do retire, get sick, die, and get disabled. A well-run practice will have plans in place to deal with these contingencies. Learning. More quotes. He doesn't learn from mistakes. He justifies his actions as unforeseen events. You'll easily find advisors who are slow to learn and quick to shift blame for bad news. By staying and paying, you are condoning their actions. Maybe you're the one who isn't learning. Also, there may be a gap in your expectations and what your advisor can realistically deliver. That's a communication problem. Communication. He does not always speak in layman's terms. You'd expect communication to be a core skill, especially when Canadians suffer from innumeracy or financial illiteracy. Skills vary. Some advisors seem brilliant but are difficult to understand. Some are clear but have nothing to say. Practice helps both extremes. Advisors can hone their communication skills from listening to writing to speaking at Toastmasters. that's an ideal environment to get feedback on the clarity of their messages. Communicating clearly takes more skill. The first step is having a detailed understanding, and the next is to simplify. Do you recall The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey? That's the second half of the fifth habit. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. Understanding. You'd hope that your advisor understands you. That's the first half of the fifth habit. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. If you aren't confident that your advisor understands you, how can they truly help you? There are oodles of advisors, but only one you. They need you more than you need them. We've discussed advisors before. The ideal advisor has three elements: chemistry, credentials, and generosity. What do you think? P.S. Advisors would serve you better if they read the 7 habits and applied them. You can read Ruscario Insider online at blog.ruscario.com. That's RISCARIO. I'm Pramod Sharma.